The Megbrocha quotes the Medrash Tacha. What I wonder, the Sefer Midrashim, that says there are seven Yomim Tovim. The five Yomim Tovim is the Shlosh HaSeir HaGolim, and you have Roshon Yom Kippurim, and then he adds two Yomim Tovim. And one of the Yomim Tovim that he adds is the Chag HaOmer, is the Yom Tov of the Havos HaOmer. And the question is, what does Chag HaOmer mean? I mean, what kind of a Yom Tov it is? Tam Mikra Kodesh, what is it? So the Megbrocha says, it is interesting because it is, the Gemara says, right? First of all, it says him because we bring a Korban Omer, the Seir, the Korban that we bring the Kavas, that we bring the Omer, is part of the Musafei Hayoim. So since it's part of Musafei Hayoim, it comes out that that day of the second day of Pesach is Nishtane B'Korban Oisav. Nishtane B'Korban Oisav makes it a separate Yontif. The Gemara says in Erachim that what's the difference between Sukkah is that you say that is a yontev b'fnei atzmo every day, and Pesach, that's only one yontev. So the Gemara says, because ishtan b'korban oisav, because when there is a separate korban oisav, it makes it a separate yontev. So the idea is that that day is a separate yontev. And why is it a separate yontev? Because you bring a separate korban oisav. Now, then he asks one second, but then you have a problem, because why don't you say halal? Because by shvut, by sukkah, we say halal all the time. He says, L'chore, D'l'chore, that you have to say it's told machloik is in Menoches, that is Oimer a matir, just to be matir chodesh, or is it korban ayom? Nafkimina, the Gemara says, the Gemara is a shayla, what happens if it's shaloi lishmo, that's non-matir? Is the korban a kosher, a korban or not? One man d'Omer says is, one man d'Omer says not. So like that, that's machloik is. If the korban is only a matir, and you did shaloi lishmo, that's not matir. So this possible korban, there's nothing to do. But if you hold the korban as a korban ayoim, only happens with his matir. So even if he's not matir, he's still a korban. According to the man d'Omer that holds that it is a korban ayoim, and therefore even if you did shaloi lishmo, it's still kosher. It's still, in other words, it's not matir, but it's kosher. Why don't you say how? So according, you make it a machloek as a moroim, if you have say halal or not. In the other days of Pesach, it makes no sense. But I wanted to tell you, if you look at the Gemara is very interesting, because the Gemara says, Lemoshal, Shabbos is Cholok B'Korban Oisav. Why don't we say, and it's also B'Asiyas Melacha, why don't we say how? The Gemara says, because it's not Ikrei Moed. So it has to be a day which is called Mikroi Kodesh. So it has to be a day Mikroi Kodesh. Mikroi Kodesh of Yom HaOmer, the Mikroi Kodesh, which Aser B'Asiyas Melacha, the Gemara says one of the things is, has to be Osur B'Asiyas Melacha. The Isur Asiyas Melacha and the Mikroi Kodesh of the Chag HaOmer is from Pesach. So this is a day that's not Osur B'Asiyas Melacha, Mitzad Atmo the Chag HaOmer, even though it's Ishtane B'Korban Oisav, so there is a Kedusha Sayoim, therefore should be Mechaev, but it's not Mechaev Halal, because it's not also b'melocha mitzad atzmo, it's only mitzad Pesach, it's not mitzad atzmo also b'asiyas melocha. So therefore, the Kasha's answer is, it could be that the Megbroch is right. It's a yontov b'fnei atzmo because of a separate korban, and that's why it's called the Chag HaOmer, right? But it's still not, don't say halal, because it doesn't have a yisur asiyas melocha mitzad atzmo. And the question it asked is, number one, first of all, why is such a funny yontov that is mutar b'asiyas melocha? That's why there's no halal. It's part of Pesach. And it's machloek is it Chag HaOmer, Sfiras HaOmer, a part of Pesach? Or is not part of Pesach? The Pshuto Shel Dover, it is part of Pesach. It's a korban of Pesach. First of all, it's the korban of Sayoim of Musafei HaYoim of Pesach. So it's brought together. Now Torah Degmar says also, Bechag Di Doidim HaNatvua. And Rashi says always why. Because you bring the Gemara Shon, Arviyah like Chodesh, I'm sorry, the Gemara Megillah, you bring Chodesh. Why you bring the Korban HaOmer? Kedesh is Barach Tvua. So Pesach is Doril Mar Tvua because of the Korban HaOmer. So Korban HaOmer is not only a Korban which is for Shvuas, which is for sure is, because there's a Miri that you don't say even Shechion on Shvuas. And the reason why you don't say Shechion on Shvuas, I'm sorry, you don't say Shechion on Sfiras HaOmer, because the Shechion on Shvuas is the Gmar HaMitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. So the Shechion of Shvuas have a Sfiras HaOmer. So you see Sfiras HaOmer, Korban HaOmer, is a chelek of what you call it, of Shvuas, but Chizikah is a chelek of Pesach also. So you have this Yontev, which is a chelek of Pesach and a chelek of Shvuas. And it's interesting, and it doesn't have a Kedusha Sayyom Bifnei Atzmoi. Why not? If it's called a Chag, and you bring a Korban Sayyom Mitzvah, why there's no Yisur Melocha or Kedusha Sayyom Bifnei Atzmoi? The second question is, why is that not counted? It's interesting. This yontif is counted as the Gemara said, the Midrash Tasha says the two yomim toivim, which are the extra, is Shabbos and Chag HaOmer. And the question is, why aren't they counted? So it comes out that there are five, right? The Posh Pshat, and then there is two more, which is not really Mikra Kodesh. We know Shabbos, the Gemara says that called Mikra Kodesh. So you have this quasi Yomim Toivim, Shabbos and the Omer. What's the catch between Shabbos and the Omer? And why are these quasi Yomim Toivim, which are not part of five, they're part of the seven? Those are the two questions which are looking at the first issue. The second is the Likutei Agris. The Likutei Agris in Daf Memhei quotes the following Balamor. The Balamor says that we don't say Shechionu on Sviras Omer. Why? Because it's only Zecher LeMikdash. And the Pshat is the Gemara, right? Because Zecher LeMikdash, that's why it's only the Rabbana, we don't say Shechionu. As we scroll, there's so many misses the Rabbana that we do say Shechionu. So because Zecher LeMikdash, you don't say Shechionu, what does that mean? So experience with scroll must be the following, because the Gemara says, in the Gemara Menoches, that one man d'omer didn't say moni yoimi velo moni shvui, or he counted days, but he did not count those weeks, because it's only zecher l'mikdash. And the question is, if it's zecher l'mikdash, you still do zecher l'mikdash, the mitzvah b'fnei atzmei, don't do zecher l'mikdash different than the mitzvah. So why here, when you do zecher l'mikdash, it's different and you don't count weeks? Just the opposite, if you do zecher l'mikdash, you should exactly like the mitzvah mikdash. So the scroll says, because there is a shayla. You could say, is the pshat the following? The chazal are mesaking the mitzvah. And the reason is because of zecher l'mikdash. Or could be that, no, the mitzvah is to be zecher l'mikdash. The chitimtza, how to be zecher l'mikdash, is counting Sviras HaOmer. Nafkimina is, do you have to do the mitzvah as it was done there? The zecher l'mikdash from Mema, that he counted shvuas, the days, and he didn't count weeks, is to tell you that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. The mitzvah is to be zoicher l'mikdash. The echitim tzahal to be zoicher l'mikdash is to use Sviras HaOmer. And that's why we say, Tosa says that harachmu, we say harachmu ni'akim lanu, harachman, erzlan avidas b'samikdash demkoyim b'mir aviyumeinu, we say by Sviras HaOmer, we don't say by Shofar, we don't say by Lulav, even though Lulav Shivas Yom Zecher LaMikdash. It says no, because there the mitzvah is to do the mitzvah. The reason for doing the mitzvah is Zecher LaMikdash. But here the mitzvah is Zecher LaMikdash. And that's what the Balaam says, there's no chafsa shel mitzvah, it's only Zecher LaMikdash, we don't say Shech Yom. And the question is why? First of all, why Chazal HaMetzak is Zecher LaMikdash dafka through Sviras HaOmer? Doesn't make any sense. And the number three is the famous, there is Rabbi Nirucham, and the truth is there is Aro, also the Chubas, that says the following, that the mitzvah, we know the mitzvah to count days, mitzvah to count Chubas. And the question is it totally on the Korban Omer or not? So says Rabbi Nirucham, in the Toldos of the Chava, and the Yegeres Aro, that depends, mitzvah to count days. That mitzvah is mitzvah midis, Svatim Chamishim Yoim, and has nothing to do with the Bais HaMikdash. But then the Pasuk says, to count the weeks, that is stolen the Korban. So the Kuzman HaOmer in the Beis HaMikdash, that mitzvah, which is only Bizman HaMikdash, Bizman HaVos HaOmer, is to count 2 weeks, not to count days. To count days is a mitzvah, which is always. Now the Shechochma says, why? It doesn't say. So he says, very geshmak, why? Because if you realize something, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that you have tashlumim for Shavuos the whole week. And the Gemara says, how do you know? So the Gemara says, because like this, same way the Rosh Chodesh, you count days, and you make Rosh Chodesh one day, Shavuos, you count weeks, and therefore the Yontef has to be one of the counting is 7 weeks. The Gemara says, oh, second, but you count days also. You don't count weeks, you count 49 days. So the Gemara asks two questions, says, no, first of all, it says in the Pasuk, Shavuos also, so there's mitzvah to count Shavuos, and also the yontif is called Chag HaShavuos. So says the Bris Kerov, says the Meshchoch, where you see that the yontif has two aspects. It has a day of yontif, which is a day which is also Besias Melocha v'chule, this Kedusha Sayoyim, but there is a yontif 7 days. When is the yontif? On legabe de korban, legabe what? Legabe tashlumin. So therefore, since the yontif of 7 days is only legabe de mikdash, the counting of weeks that create that yontif is only totally in the Omer and it's totally b'mikdash. So says b'shechochma, that's the word. The yontav of days is a yontav that continues l'doyres, therefore the counting of days is independent. The yontav of shvuas is only the mitzvah mikdash, that's why counting of shvuas is only that. But the question is, hainuach, why is the yontav of shvuas a special kedushas yontav dafka the mitzvah mikdash? What does it have to do with anything? Okay, to answer all of that, we have to go first in the Orchodesh. Orchodesh goes to explain what does it mean, the Gemara Megillah, that Haman came and they were learning the Omer. And the Talmud said, our Omer is Duiched Aser Salafim Kikor Kesef. So the Maral was Mukhiach, which is Mukhiach from the Psukim, the Shreinim, but it's Mashba that also. That happened on the day of Havas Omer. And that's about the Shabbat, that they were learning Kmitza, and the Kmitza was on the Korban Haomer. Boy over the Medrash Rabba is Bamidbar Rabba Peruch of Ches Pasuk Vov. They goes to explain the Bo Shel Mitzvah Haomer Nuekala Beinecha. And he says, why? Because Mitzvah Haomer, what is it? That you go ahead and you do your Shtadlus, you plant, and you take in your Makir that as much Shtadlus as you do, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you do Shtadlus, but that Shtadlus comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Omer. The Omer is the Hakora that comes. I always say the Omer, I think the Ari says the same gematria as carry. Carry, the idea is that that's not 310. It happens by happenstance, by chance. Omer, the idea is that you're makir that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Korban. That's why in the Teva, that you're makir, the Teva is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That idea that the Teva is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same idea in Gidon. Gidon, the pasuk says, Gidon says, where are the miracles? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the miracle b'toch HaTeva. That's why it was Davka through Korban HaOmer. So, the Gurari says also, that's why it says, by the way, Gurari in Chumash, in Shmois, goes in the Loshon Pasuk, V'im Takriv Minkas Bekurim. So Rashi explains that this Im, in Keser Tal V'Samyon, that pasuk, it goes to say, but we say, says Im also in Parshas Vayikra, Legabi Minkas Korban HaBikurim, the Korban HaOmer. Why is that im, even though it's a choiva? Because it's totally b'rtzon alef. Because all of the idea of the korban haomer is the hakora that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're not doing it because of a mitzvah. You have the choice. I always explain, because the whole idea of korban haomer is in the world of choice, you make the right choice. If you're compelled, that's not the idea. The idea is in the world of ishtablos that you could not be makir yamoide. Like the Onig Yontav goes to explain that the korban toida, to be makir toida, is when is hoido, and hoido the Gemara says is only if it's shaykh to be koifer. So you need to have the choice to be able to be moida. So korban haomer, which is the hakora from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to be in a world that you don't have the hakora, which means that's why it says even though it's a choiva, it says the loshon ve'im takriv minkas bekurim. Rapsodik says the exact same thing in Machsheves Chorutz in Yanud page 80. He goes to explain that why it's called Yomochras Shabbos if it's yontif. Because Pesach is Shabbos. Shabbos is mitzad kedusha v'kameh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to us. It's a gilui mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gilui that comes mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I always say it's lost. Rosh Hashivcha b'yamesh lo reicheski b'buzi lanor. She had this huge gilui, but it was lost. After Pesach comes the Zman HaIshtablus. That you start now to be mishtadel, to be acquired that kedusha, that gilui, through your avoida. And that gilui comes through the avoida, and that is the korban haomer, which is the avoida that you start, and that's why it's called Sfira Soimer. Why Sfira Soimer? Tzadik doesn't say that, but that's the portion. Why the idea of Sfira Soimer? Sfira Soimer, because this idea is the Ishtadlus Adam, and the Sfira is what Ishtadlus is all about. That you, when you are going to have Ishtadlus, you want to do something, you never go to the final goal. You always go step by step. You have to realize that you focus on the baby steps, and that is the start of the Cheshbon Gadol. That's why the mitzvah is counting day by day by day. By the way, that's why it's a count up, not a countdown. Because a countdown tells you that you're trying to get to the goal, and the means is only a means to get to the goal. But if you could skip it, it would be even better. So in other words, you look at the goal, and the goal is getting closer, and the days is just a barrier to get to the goal. But if you realize that in the process of Ishtadlus, just the opposite, the process, the means is as important as the goal. So that's why you count every day, because every day adds something to it. It's not that you're just getting closer to the goal, but the every day adds, the process gets as much as the means. The process is as the means, I'm sorry, the means is as important as the goal. But the whole idea of the Ishtadlus is to bring korban haomer, to be makir, that as much as you do, it always has to be put in perspective because it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be makir that had all the ishtadlus, all the, that you need to do ishtadlus, and that's the koyach of Sfiras HaOmer, it comes from the Omer, which is the hakara that as much as you achieve, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of counting weeks. Days are independent. But then there is the idea of counting weeks, which is counting Lipsodik Ismiram, is that the idea of Shabbos. Six are the physical dimensions of the world, and the seventh is that perspective where you connect, that you bring to a perspective, to a higher realm, how days turn into weeks, and weeks is a construction that's not Derech HaTeva. Derech HaTeva, there's no such a thing as week. As something to take Lemala Min HaTeva. You have to do all the Ishtadlus, but connect to realize that your Ishtadlus comes from a greater source. That when you're Mishtadal, it's good for the Mishtadal to realize that what you do is to achieve the goal, to realize how much and how little you can achieve. That's the idea of Shabbos. Shabbos is Mizbor Chiminei Kulei Yoyima. That connection of the physical to the spiritual dimension, to the Shabbos of Ishtadlus, that's the day that you connect. You come from a Shabbos, and then you go through Ishtadlus back to Shabbos. The only place that we could actually experience that in the physical sense on the Beis Hamikdash was that we took the world of physical up to the world of spiritual. We connected to the world of Shabbos. We connected to the Gilui of Pesach. But this Bizman Hazeh we don't have. And therefore, the counting of Shavuos is only the Beis Hamikdash. The goal is to take this beautiful idea of Pesach, which is the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through Midas Adin to be Koine, and that Midas Adin to connect back to the Chesed, which is the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to do the Ishtadlus, and to realize that all the Ishtadlus that we did come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Korban HaOmer. That idea to achieve weeks, which is taken from Korban HaOmer to Omer, that is only possible in the Beis Hamikdash. So, Bimela, you could understand something. That's why this mitzvah is Zecher HaMikdash. Omer is a Zecher HaMikdash. Omer is exactly to realize how much we are missing Boilam Hazeh with Ishtadlus, but to connect to the Shabbos we don't have. Therefore, the Zecher HaMikdash, Amimar said, you don't count weeks. Because the Zecher HaMikdash is to see what you're missing. What are you missing? You're counting days in this world, but you're not turning days into weeks. And therefore, the mitzvah is Zecher HaMikdash. Because Zecher HaMikdash is Sfira Soimer, tells you what is missing. What is the value of the Beis Hamikdash? The value of the Beis Hamikdash is turning days into weeks. And therefore, the Yom Tov is that you realize the Yom Tov that's missing, those two Yamim Tovim, are connected to two Sforim of Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar has two Sforim. The Gemara says there are really seven Sforim because the, what you call, Sefer Bamidbar is divided into three Sforim. So the two Sforim which are missing is the Sefer of Yoytze Mitzrayim. And the second sefer is Bo Yehoret. Yoytze Mitzrayim is that Kedusha that comes mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Sademon. And the Bo Yehoret is the one that you do through your Ishtadlus, and through Ishtadlus you get to that level. And that's exactly the mitzvah of Shabbos and the mitzvah of Omer. Shabbos is the Hakora that's all mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer is the Avodah Sa'odom that leads to the Hakora of Shabbos. That's why Yilmali Shom Yisrael Shtei Shabbos. One Shabbos is the Shabbos before Ishtadlus Sa'odom, and the second Shabbos is the Shabbos after Ishtadlus Sa'odom. Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shavuos. That's why Sfira Soim is in between. It's in between Pesach and Shavuos, because it's taking the idea of Pesach transitioning into Shavuos. The idea of that Gilui Mitzad the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taking through our Midas Hadin to achieve to the same thing, which is the Shabbos Acharkach, turning days into weeks, and then turning the week of weeks, which is Chag HaShavuos. That's why Chag HaShavuos is the Chag of the weeks, because you take days into weeks, and you take the 7 weeks into the ultimate week, which is Shavuos. So Bimela is very Gishmak. Why this Yom Tov is missing? Because the Yom Tov of Shabbos, every Yom Tov is the Akor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Moed. The Yom Tov, which tells you that the process of it is Shabbos and Omer. Shabbos is the Gilui Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer is Mitzad Ishtadlus Adam. So Bimela, this is Zecher HaMikdash. Zecher HaMikdash, Amimah said, is nafka not to count for us, to really realize that what you are missing. What you're missing is that you're missing the Shavuos and Dafka here, because Sfira Soim is Ishtadlus Odom, and the world of Mainse Odom, not to connect to Kudosh Baruch Hu, is Dafka here. And that's the idea of Haman. Haman always said that after the Churban Habayis, Haman Achashverosh thought that Kodesh Baruch Hu left us. The Hakara that we want to yearn and to connect the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Korban HaOmer, that Hargosh of Korban HaOmer brought us by Sheni and prevented Haman, which is Hamino Eitz, which is the Loshon Sofik, that you don't connect to anything higher. That is why the Omer is Dafka against Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Dafka, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, is the Yom Tov of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what you're missing.